And I'm very lucky to be speaking with Elisa P, who's come a long way to be at the Vieille Charrue. Whereabouts are you from?
Well, I live in Montreal, but I'm from Nunavik in northern Quebec. It's a small Inuit community in Salut.
What kind of place is that? I mean, it's very different to Brittany.
Well, is it that different? Well, it's near the water, near the bay. We are 14 coastal communities, Inuit communities that covers pretty much the whole Quebec, you know, in the northern part. So it's a small Inuit community, very isolated. You can only travel by plane. That's the reality of the north.
You use the traditions. You sing about the traditions of this group of people, this Inuit group?
I do. I'm actually a very modern music. There's nothing traditional in what I do. Very much inspired by any you know, folk artists like Neil Young, Bob Dylan, and also a lot of rock and roll where I'm from. We've been making music since modern music since the 60s, you know, my uncle's band. Actually, my inspirations are all about the modern sounds and recreating sounds. But yes, I sing in my language, and I sing about the territory. I sing about our people. I sing about love. I sing about many things that concern me as a woman, as an Indigenous woman. So yeah, it's a mix of both worlds. Yeah, Inuktitut I sing, and also English. And a little bit of French, so yeah, I try to just go with the flow and see what is inspiring me then.
Your music is very, I find, very intimate.
Very personal, I'd say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that fits with a big festival arrangement like this one here?
I just don't know, because this is one of the biggest, I think, of where we've been. We've been to Czech Republic, which was huge, which really surprised me, because people came to see me afterwards with my music, which is not very festival party music. There was like over 3,000 people, and they were very attentive. So I think I have to work extra hard, I think, to really try to connect, to adapt to what's in front of me. So we will have to see about that.
You know Brittany quite well, I think. Do you feel there's any links between your background and what's happening with the independence movement here in Brittany?
I had no idea what Brittany was all about until not so long ago. I knew it was different, distinct, but now more and more I realize that there is a very strong connection, because we ourselves as Inuit really want to define ourselves as, of course, we're different, and also because we're from a very special place in the north. And also we want to self-govern more and more. That's also something we're talking about. So yeah, of course there is a big connection, and I think that's why there's a lot of intensity with the people here, and it's great. I love it.
Looking to see what the sorts of things you sing about.
Mm.
Well, you sing about wolves, something which is very appropriate to your place of birth.
Yeah.
You sing about a runaway girl.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you?
Runaway girl could be me, could be you, could be your granddaughter, could be my friends around. Yeah, we're all runaway people. I think we have to at one point face and accept that we have to face the realities in order to stop, you know, freeing all the time with our emotions. I think we're very vulnerable, and it's okay. Yeah, I'm only running away because I have to be on the road, but other than that, I'm calm now, yeah.
One last question. Yeah. You mentioned that you sing in your own language, sing in French, but you also sing in English. Why do you choose English?
Because that's the music I grew up listening to, yeah. I mean, my uncles sang in English in the 60s. It doesn't mean they don't appreciate their language or speak their language or are proud of their culture. It's just we're very free that way. We just sing whatever is musically appropriate, and yeah, so I like to mix languages. Yeah,
thank you very much indeed.
Thank
for the
you.
Very short interview.
Yeah,
it's been a great pleasure to meet you.
All right,
thank you again.
See you later.